It is 7:45. This is NPR Illinois. Joining us, State Senator Doris Turner, who is a friend of Sonia Massey's family and also has done a lot to try to advance some of the things to try to prevent something like her killing from happening again. And yesterday, Sean Grayson, the deputy, was sentenced to 20 years in prison, the maximum. And Doris, as you reflect back on yesterday and all that has happened up to that day, what are your feelings? What were you thinking yesterday when that happened?
You know, I think that all of us were a little on edge, not knowing what was coming. And, nothing's is going to bring Sonia back. But I think that, you know, the sentence does hold Sean Grayson accountable for his actions and the life that he took. And, I think that we have to do several things at the same time. We will continue to mourn the unjust loss of Sonia's life. A kind, wonderful soul that was taken from us far too soon in such a tragic manner. But I think we also have to stay committed to making the necessary changes to ensure that this doesn't happen to our community again. And, I'm committed to doing that. You know, I worked very hard with law enforcement and the community to pass the Sonia Massey law that Governor Pritzker signed. Worked very hard to try to move the 708 Mental Health Board to its creation. And I think we're on a great path to have that happen. And I think that that will really provide funding and coordination of mental health resources in our community. Because if you look at this whole tragic situation, it does go back to mental health and why we need to make sure that we continue along that path. And then the Massey Commission worked very hard and came up with a number of calls to action. And I think that we have to continue to work towards putting those into action. So there are a lot of things that we can and must do. And I'm deeply committed to working every single day to move those forward.
Now, you mentioned the 708 mental health. Talk to us a little bit about how the whole community is really going to have a say and how to move that forward.
Yeah, and I think that we all have, even before this tragic incident, we've all talked about mental health and how it's impacting law enforcement and the homelessness and a lot of things in our community. And there have been a number of different resources happening, but I don't believe there's ever been any real coordination of those resources. And having a 708 mental board will move that forward. We will have a place where it will provide funding and coordination of mental health resources so that we can channel and have a much better coordinated effort. And this is one of those things that the community is saying that we definitely need. And as you know, there'll be a referendum on the ballot at the March primary election. And we're going to need everybody who thinks that this is a great idea to come out and support that. And if I can say, asking people to come out and support it, I know that it's on the ballot during a primary election. And a lot of people don't like to declare whether they're a Democrat or Republican, so they sit it out. But in this instance, if you are supportive of a 708 mental board in Sangamon County, you can come out and show that support without declaring a party. You can walk into your polling place and you can ask for a ballot that will just have referendums on it. So please, everybody, come out and support this if you want to see these necessary changes in our community.
That's a very good point. And with the referendum, what is the referendum asking?
The referendum is asking for a very, very small tax. It's like a nickel for every $100 that you spend, and that funding to go into supporting this 708 mental health board and the coordination of mental health services in our community. But along with that, I think it's important to mention what is not included, on what will not be taxed. So groceries will not be taxed, equipment that you need for oh my God, what's the word?
Medical use and stuff.
Medical. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Equipment that you need for medical services will not be taxed. So there are some things that we all need and use every single day that will not be taxed. And I think that that's important to have out there as well. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to kind of clarify those things.
And that's something that it was kind of spurred on, or at least more solidified because of the Massey work and the Massey Commission and things like that. But it's going to be something that helps so many in our community. Like you talked about, it's been an issue we've been talking about for some time. State Senator Doris Turner, thanks for joining us this morning on NPR Illinois.
Thank you for the opportunity to come and talk about these things. I appreciate it.
It is 7:51. This is Morning Edition on NPR.